With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Reopening gyms and fitness studios in a uniform and consistent way has been difficult for public health officials because every facility is different. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports counties say the governor's guidance on reopening does not answer all of their questions.
Michelle Berger owns Pure Pilates in Billings and says weeding through what is and isn't allowed for her business has been confusing. She says Yellowstone County initially told her that phase one of the state's reopening plan for gyms didn't apply to her small studio.
And at that point, over the phone, I was told we should be okay. So I posted a Facebook post and said we would be reopening on May 4th.
Berger postponed opening after some public blowback, but then came Governor Steve Bullock's guidance saying gyms and fitness studios could open May 15th. Berger is frustrated with the broad rules that don't account for every business, their facilities, and how they operate, which county health officials say has made it really difficult to apply them. Public guidance coming from the state has changed during the state's gradual reopening and at times has been inconsistent. Montana Disaster and Emergency Services deleted social media posts over the weekend that said rock climbing gyms were not allowed to open unless done outdoors with proper social distancing. According to a spokesperson from Governor Bullock's office, that post and others on yoga and Pilates studios were taken down because they were incorrect or misleading. The governor's office says the state is in regular communication with local health officials and answers questions and provides clarifying guidance as needed. Riverstone Health in Billings serves as the Yellowstone County Health Department. Spokesperson Barbara Schneeman says local public health officials have been in constant contact with the governor's office through the coronavirus pandemic and phase one in order to clarify what is and isn't allowed. For exercise facilities, that's been especially tricky because of how unique they are.
Not everything is able to be answered, and so what's ended up happening in jurisdictions across the state is that there's a lot of inconsistencies in terms of what's open, what's closed, how can you safely be open.
Cindy Farr with the Missoula City County Health Department says it's also tricky for health departments to have concrete answers on how to apply Governor Bullock's guidelines because they hear about them as they're announced publicly. Farr says that's led to gyms offering services they shouldn't and opening early.
Yeah, we have definitely seen that confusion in the county. We've seen some disconnect across the state. And while our local health officer tries to work closely, as closely as she can with the other local health officers to try and figure out a more concise way for everybody to be on the same page. Sometimes it's just really hard because our communities are so different.
When it comes to enforcing directives, counties say they're mostly just reaching out to businesses to let them know what is and isn't allowed, though that will change once again as the state moves into phase two of Bullock's economic reopening plan on June 1st. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.